So anyway,
What's the wisdom from that? Can you distill out of it?
Yeah, I can distill out of it, because when I was Chief Justice, there was a rumble up in Oakland County, and a bunch of motorcycle type guys got into some big rhubarb, and I forget what it was, but it was a real affront to the peace and good order of the community, and they were all arrested and charged with misdemeanors, and I forget what the misdemeanor was, whether it was a noise or something, whatever, traffic, something. And so they hauled in these 200 or 300 young people, and they were ruffians, and they were, you know, high-spirited young folks, shall we say, maybe using, I think they may have been using marijuana or something, I forget what the gravamen of the offense was. But a young lawyer of their acquaintance and of their disposition, apparently, got himself involved and began representing these people one after another and demanding jury trials. And the message was, story was in the newspaper, the message got to me here in Lansing that these people were demanding jury trials, and the lawyer was bragging that it would be 3 years before these people were all brought to trial. And they were just laughing at the fact that there never was going to really anything was ever going to come up of all this. And of course that brought the whole judicial system into disrepute, and it was an affront to our capacity to govern ourselves. And so as Chief Justice, I ordered the court administrator to get on the telephone and round up every district court judge he could round up within so many counties, and every courtroom that was available, and if need be, get high school gymnasiums. I want to be able to try 200 cases in Oakland County in the next 3 weeks, jury trials, and we'll get citizens by the busload to sit as jurors and everything else. But we will try those cases en masse, and en masse, but on time, and immediately. Everybody gets a speedy trial, and the system is going to be able to handle it. The whole problem went away, just like that. I mean, we showed the flag. Yeah. We showed them that we had the capacity and the will to try the cases, and suddenly they were all settled. They all pled guilty and paid their fines, and it was over. But the lesson learned was that the judicial system lives on credibility. If you haven't, and in order to have the credibility, you sometimes have to marshal the forces and do extraordinary things. But if you're willing to do that and capable of doing that, most of the time you will never have to do it. And the credibility is there, and things roll along. So anyway, that was the lesson.
The as far, though, as being able, by a scheduling technique, to work off cases otherwise that were stagnating, I'm characterizing this in a certain way. Yeah. Was there, for example, even though you didn't get to follow this thing through and make the various adjustments that perhaps you would have, was there some essential lesson beyond, you know, as to the technique itself, how it might have been adapted? For example, that within so many days after discovery begins or something like that, then you start your timetable running, you know, that the...
No, I never distilled, Roger, any sort of conclusory principle out of the thing. I established it based on certain predilections that I have and assumptions, theories that I have, which to my knowledge have never been, are not being tried or used and haven't been. But my sense of it is that the only deadline that ever counts is the trial day. I believe for a long time, and now people are beginning to come to the view, but I have believed for a long time that our modern pre-trial, or what we now call lawyering before trial process, is counterproductive. Counterproductive of justice, certainly counterproductive of speedy justice, and counterproductive of affordable justice by a long shot. And it really introduces an element of gamesmanship into the litigation process. Lawyers talk about papering the other side to death, you know, and motions and interrogatories and demands and all that. All of these things were designed in the 1930s by so-called forward-looking liberals, whose concept of the system was that somehow it could be made utopian, and that we could have a perfect system of investigatory justice where the judge and lawyers on both sides were all engaged in a common search for the truth, and we could take surprise out of the trial, and we could take we could have better preparation by the lawyers and better, et cetera, et cetera. And I could have told you then, as many lawyers knew, that surprise is a great strategic technique. It's also a great insurer of truth. Mm-hmm. You catch people in a lie. You know, you trap them in a lie, and you prove who's telling the truth and who isn't. Sometimes a surprise will do that for you. That the process of preparing the lawyers is also a process of preparing the witnesses, getting them to rehearse their stories and getting them to recite their stories in certain words and so on, so that it becomes artificial, concocted, if you will. Yeah.